Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Welcome once again to our midweek service online. I believe God so strongly that it's going to be a powerful time in God's presence. And we'll be looking at a topic titled Five Destiny Decisions to Make Now That Can Turn Your Life Around. You see, life is about decisions. We are constantly making decisions. You wouldn't believe how many decisions you've made this morning, or today rather. You've decided where to go, what clothes to wear, what to eat, who to discuss with, and many other decisions like that. So we are constantly making decisions. Life is about decisions. And then the other thing you need to understand is that the decisions you make today are what will determine the outcome of your life tomorrow. Every decision you are making today is what will determine where you are going. Where you are today is a product of the decisions you made yesterday and in yesteryear. So decisions are very, very powerful. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 126 verses 1 to 6, the Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. But now from verse 5, we begin to see the decisions that has to be made before the Lord could turn again the captivity of Zion. I mean, verse 1 begins telling us the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion and all the turnaround experiences they had from God. But then from verse 5 and 6, we begin to see the decision that has to be made. It says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth, there has to be a going forth. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him. What the Bible is telling us is that before there can be a coming again with rejoicing, before you can bring your sheep with you, you've got to go forth bearing precious seed. So we see that the turnaround is a product of the decisions you made that now places you at a vantage point to reach out and to receive the message and the favor of God that will effect its turnaround in your life. No wonder the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light is come. In the scriptures, we see that the Bible is a story of different turnarounds. God turned around the life of Peter from a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. God changed the life of Joseph from being a convict, from a prisoner, to becoming a prime minister. And all that took place in one day. God turned the life of Elisha around from a mechanized farmer to becoming a great prophet. God turned around the life of Abraham from an idol worshiper to becoming the father of faith. God turned around the life of David from following the sheep. And I mean, the Bible says, I took you from following the sheep to becoming a king. What about Jabez? His name was Sorrow. God turned it around. What about Rahab? From a prostitute, a professional prostitute, to becoming a member of the Hall of Faith fame in Hebrews chapter 11. That's powerful. The Bible is a story of turnarounds. What about Apostle Paul? Persecuting the church, arresting Christians, and later became one of the greatest apostles in history of the scriptures. I mean, it's powerful how God can turn around our lives. This morning, I want to show us five decisions we need to make in order to experience turnaround in our lives. Number one, decide to live a lifestyle of joy. Decide to live a lifestyle of joy. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25, the Bible says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. He said, but the good word maketh it glad. When you are constantly heavy in your heart, the Bible says the posture of your heart in the realm of the spirit is that you are stooping. And guess what? The Bible wants you to arise. The Bible wants you to stand on your feet. The Bible wants you to become all that God wants you to be. But heaviness makes your inner man to stoop. In the Message translation, it says, worry weighs us down. You see, you are weighed down by worry. God wants you to live a lifestyle of joy. And let me have you know that it's decision. It's not about what is happening to you right now, what is not happening to you. It's not about how much you have in your account or what you don't have in your account. It's a joy. It's the fruit of the recreated human spirit. It has nothing to do with the outward or what we are going through. It has a lot to do with the state of our inner heart. And so you've got to understand to live a lifestyle of joy. In Proverbs 15:13, the Bible says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. He said, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. You know, you meet some people that say, well, this is the way my face is, but I'm okay, I'm happy. My face is just down. No, he says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. If you have a merry heart, it will show your countenance. That's what the Bible is saying. The Message translation of Proverbs 15:13 says, a cheerful heart brings a smile to your face. A sad heart makes it hard to get through the day. You've got to understand that it's very important and vital to accessing your inheritance in God to remain joyful, to decide to be joyful. In Proverbs 17:22, the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dry the bones. You see, when you have a merry heart, you will have a good health. That's what the Bible says. When you are constantly down, depressed, despondent, and always in bitterness and sorrow of heart, the Bible says it can dry up the bones. It can translate into life-threatening diseases. In the Message translation of Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful disposition is good for your health. Listen to me, a cheerful disposition. One of these great men who was a multi-millionaire, I mean, he had a life-threatening disease and he was hospitalized and doctors told him he was going to die. And he said, well, before I die, let me enjoy my money. So he got all these humorous cartoons, the kind of Charlie Chaplin and all the others like that, and started watching them from his hospital bed. And you'd guess what? Over the days, he laughed away the life-threatening disease and recovered from that sickness and disease. It's powerful. In Proverbs 18:14, the Bible says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. He said, but a wounded spirit who can bear. You cannot allow your spirit to be wounded by the vicissitudes of life, by the experiences of life, by the lockdown, by what you are going through. You've got to decide to be joyful. In Proverbs 18:14, Message translation, it says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. He said, but what can you do when the spirit is crushed? You are in adversity, but if your spirit is healthy, if your spirit is joyful, the Bible says you will truly overcome. In Psalm 42 verse 11, we see David here experiencing something powerful. You see, he was down in his soul, but his spirit began to address his soul. The Bible says, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Every time you are down, don't let it get to your spirit, because it is your spirit that will ask your soul the question, why are you down? Come on, get up and praise the Lord. Message translation of Psalm 42 verse 11 says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising God again. He puts a smile on my face. He is my God. You've got to understand how it works. Allow your spirit. When you put God's word in your spirit, the Bible says, thy words have I found, and I did eat, and it became unto me rejoicing. In other words, when you put the word of God in your heart, it will give strength to your inner man. And when sorrow of heart is trying to access your mind or your soul, your spirit will come up with the word of the living God that you already deposited there and address your soul. Why are you crying the blues? Come on, get up and praise the Lord. I declare over your life, the spirit of despondency, depression is crushed in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number two, decision that you have to make, destiny decisions. Number two is decide to read more and more. Decide to read more and more. At the end of the day, you are what you read. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 25, it says, I applied mine heart to know and to search, to seek out wisdom, the reason for things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. In other words, apply your heart to know. Don't just assume. Let me give you an example. You have an anger problem. Yes, you pray about it. But it's wisdom also for you to buy books on anger management and read and study. Yes, you prayed about your weaknesses. It's wisdom for you to buy a book on temperaments and read. So you've got to understand. Apply your heart to know. Message translation of Ecclesiastes 7:25. It says, I concentrated with all my might, studying and exploring. Studying and exploring. And seeking wisdom, the meaning of life. I also wanted to identify evil and stupidity, foolishness and craziness. Read and read wide. Don't just restrict yourself to reading a few books here and there. Read wide. One statement that Bishop Oyedepo made that is very powerful. He said, you are going to be the same person you are right now in another 5 years, except for two things. What are those two things? The people you meet and the books you read. See, books transform. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 13. It says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. You see, reading, studying. And we know that the great book is the Bible. But there are other books that are anointed and have been written and documented by servants of God. And you take those books and you read. When you take the book of Papa Kenneth Hagin, for example, you are reading over 60 years of ministry. In less than 2-3 hours, you can finish and add that wisdom to your life so that you don't have to learn by experience. You learn by wisdom. You see, every mistake you are making is repeated. Somebody already made that mistake and documented the mistake in one book here and there, and even gave and preferred solutions on how to navigate yourself through that season of your life. Read and read wide. Basic Bible English translation of Proverbs 4:13. It says, take learning in your hands. Do not let her go. See, take learning in your heart. Take books into your hand. Most of us, what we do is to take phones in our hands. Take devices in our hands. Take remote control in your hands. Take gaming pads in your hands. No, you say, no. Take learning in your hands. Take books in your hands. Do not let her go. Keep her. Why? She is your life. You must constantly keep learning and reading and expanding yourself. You see, if you don't know something, yes, God can use you. But if you know something, God can use you more. Don't you understand why God chose Apostle Paul and sent him on that kind of errand? Is because he was learned. God needed a learned person who would be able to document 3/3 of the New Testament. It's powerful. The more you learn, the more you read, the more you approve yourself before God to be used more and more. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. So understanding comes from books. Glory to God. Number three decision you need to make, decide to increase your prayer life. Decide to increase your prayer life. In James chapter 5 verse 16, it says, confess your faults to one another. Pray for one another. Prayer is powerful. Pray for one another that you may be healed. And I'll say the effectual, come on, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In other words, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man will do wonders, will go far, will do a lot of things. Decide to increase your prayer life. Don't use this time of lockdown to play around and shoot unnecessary videos and just make fun and go on TikTok and do all those kind of stuff. Decide to invest in yourself. Message translation of James 5:16. He said, make this your common practice. Confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Do you want to be reckoned with in this life? Decide to pray. Decide to pray. Matthew 26:38-41. Then Jesus saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The word sorrowful there in the literal Greek, it means to be grieved all around, to be intensely sad. And when Jesus began to feel that because of the cross he was going to go to, he said, please tarry here and watch. And then he also went ahead to pray. In other words, the moment you begin to feel down, depressed, despondent, don't go and lie down. Cover yourself with your coverlet and then sleep off. No, it's time to pray. In verse 39, he says, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep. Those guys refused to pray. And saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? I just need 1 hour and strength will have been supplied. Verse 41. So watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm sure you have had a lot of men of God. I've had Bishop Walu K, Bishop David Oyedepo, Pastor Kwajo Ebade, and a lot of men of God across the world that said, try and pray a minimum of 1 hour a day. This is where the scripture comes from. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Try and pray in tongues 1 hour daily. And then verse 41 tells us why you should pray. Watch and pray that you enter not. You know, some people ask questions like, ah, Pastor, I don't know. I'm always getting into trouble. I'm always getting tempted. I'm always getting into traps. I'm always falling into sin. I'm always, you know, yielding to the devil. Pray that you enter not. In other words, there's something about your prayer that guards and keeps you from falling into the trap of the enemy. See, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. He said, but when you pray, you will not enter. So if I don't pray, you will surely enter into temptation. That's what's saying there. See, decide to increase your prayer life. Hallelujah. Number four, decide to increase your giving. Proverbs 11:24. It said, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat. He said, it tends to poverty. Message translation. He says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The word of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. Basic Bible English translation says, a man may give freely and still his wealth will be increased. And another may keep back more than is right, but only comes to be in need. The Bible is telling us here, you must keep on giving in order to keep receiving. You can say, well, this is the midst of lockdown, I don't want to give. No, you keep giving. Sometimes it is the giving that will navigate you through that season of your life. What you sow, the Bible says you will reap. Seed time and harvest is a universal law. So you want to ensure that you keep giving all the levels of giving. You satisfy them so that your heavens will remain open and the treasures of heaven can be released over your life. I pray that God will give you more understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's look at number five, which is the last one we are looking at. Five destiny decisions that you need to make. Number five, decide to live a new creation lifestyle. Decide to live a new creation lifestyle. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Message translation says, with your whole being, you embrace God setting things right. and then you say it right out loud. In other words, new creation lifestyle involves a lifestyle that you live for God. A life of faith, a life of believing, a life of constantly walking in the Spirit. Because he said, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. A life that is constantly attuned to God. A life that is constantly connected to the frequency of heaven. Always receiving, always in the place of prayer, speaking in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost. New creation lifestyle. You believe and then you are confessing. You are making it loud. You are saying it right out loud. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence. There's a confidence you have when you receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. He said, don't allow this season of lockdown and then cast away that confidence. Why? He said, the confidence has a great recompense of reward. In other words, when you hold on to God and His Word, in the midst of provocations, you refuse to let go. You hold on to the arms of the altar. There's a great recompense of reward. Message translation of Hebrews 10:35. He said, don't throw it all away right now. It's not time to give up on God. Because of maybe the financial issues you are going through, or because of these, the boredom that this lockdown period brings. Don't throw it all away right now. The things you've been learning about God, the things about God, the ways of God, all the things God has spoken to you, don't throw it all away now. He said, you were sure of yourselves then. Come on, it's still a sure thing. Even in the midst of coronavirus, when a lot of people are asking questions, where is God at this time? Why did God allow this? What is going on? Why are people dying? Why is the atmosphere filled with fear? He said, you were sure then. It's still a sure thing. In other words, adversity, problems of life, they are not supposed to change your perspective of God. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Decide to live a new creation lifestyle. Decide to live for God. The Passion Translation says, don't lose your bold, courageous faith, for you are destined for a great reward. Glory to God. In Hebrews 10, 36, verse 36, he said, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You got to be patient. He said, for a little while, verse 37, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Glory to God. Verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And I like the way verse 39 concludes. He said, but we are not of them. Glory to God. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not draw back. Your soul will not draw back. You will not give up on God. God will strengthen you. God will strengthen you. He will stretch forth His right hand. He will lift you up. He will surround you with His mercies and His favor. I declare it is well with you in the name of Jesus. God will honor you. He will increase you. He will cause His face to shine upon you. Lift you up from your miry clay of life and set you atop the mountain. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. I believe you'll be blessed. Let's do a little bit of recap quickly. Don't forget, 5 destiny decisions that you can make. I mentioned number 1, decide to live a lifestyle of joy. Number 2, decide to read more and more. Number 3, decide to increase your prayer life. Number 4, decide to increase your giving. And finally, number 5, decide to live a new creation lifestyle. God bless you. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations if you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Dunamis and Sophia Noel and powered by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Shouts of Grace Center, and Kisses and Hugs Club, an online ministry to singles and married couples. Connect with us on Instagram
at Pastor Dunamis, at Pastor Sophia Bola, at Shouts of Grace Center, at KC _ Global, on Facebook at KC Global,
on YouTube at Dunamis Tunde Noah, on MixLR at KHC Global. Visit our website www.kissesandhugs.com
via our mail at kacpartners@gmail.com to partner with us. kissesandhugs.com/partnership.
God bless you.